I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 2019, protesters across Iraq demanded new parliamentary elections. Those finally took place on Sunday, but the election was plagued by low voter turnout. Many protesters chose to boycott the election, saying it wouldn't bring actual change to a corrupt system. Sammy with Redemptive Stories says votes are still being tallied, but no party currently has enough to gain a majority. And now the backroom deals begin.
The Evangelical Church in particular feels like they still have good relationships with the local government within Iraq. And so they're asking for prayer that God would continue to give them favor with officials and that God would open the door for them to, as evangelical churches, register locally as entities, particularly after the new government is formed. That's their biggest prayer request right now.
And does a calling to ministry mean no full-time career? Well, that's a question many young professionals in Southeast Asia are asking. Mary Jo Wilson says Asian Access walks alongside them through these decisions.
Just considering how God could be working through them in their vocation and how they are uniquely positioned out in the world to be light, to be Christ's presence, and to see God working through that. It was a new concept. And so we've seen this to be hugely freeing for them.
These young professionals want training to be good leaders. And Wilson says the training starts with a deep love for God. And this affects every aspect of their lives, from business dealings to workplace relationships. Eventually, the young professionals learn ways to share their faith in these environments. This group hails from two different countries, and they meet regularly over Zoom. So pray this training would strengthen the local church. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.